You're listening to primary election coverage on WPSU. The voter turnout rate among 18 to 29-year-olds is historically lower than any other age group nationwide. WPSU's Min Xian reports in State College, high school students who led the local protest against gun violence also worked to encourage young voters to go to the polls.
Tara Hutchingame is a senior at State College Area High School. For the last few months, she has dedicated a lot of energy to helping her fellow students register to vote.
I brought in some voter registration applications, and then I printed out some online instructions on how to register to vote online. I think people think it's a lot more complex than it is.
Hutchingame says she believes voting is, first of all, a civic duty.
For me, it's just so many people my age just don't realize how easy it is and how important it is to make sure you're voting.
Like many of her peers, Hutchingame became inspired after shooting survivors at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School started a political movement to tighten gun policy. In that movement, making changes through voting was a major theme. Here's State High Senior Kayla Fatemi speaking at the local March for Our Lives earlier this year.
As we become a voting age, it is only a matter of time before we start seriously impacting who wins elections in this democracy.
Hutchingame carried a clipboard with voter registration forms at the march.
My worry is that, you know, people can get together and protest, but I think people don't understand that the real way to create change and impact change is, you know, sending out your vote, which is kind of like the less fun part of it.
Hutchingame says she wants her peers to know, no matter what their views are, they don't have to be into politics to vote. In her senior class of just under 600 students, Hutchingame estimates that about a third of them have registered to vote. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the youngest voting group was the only one with increased turnout in 2016. I'm Min Xian, WPSU.